So good morning or good afternoon or wherever you are listening to this. This is our health coach huddle, and we do this every Friday. You're welcome to join us. We start actually at 9 a.m. and we've got a nice program where we do a habits of health chapter. And then this particular podcast is our health coach huddle, where we specifically talk about really making a lifestyle and a vocation kind of sync up around long-term health. And we become professional healthy people, I guess you might say. And so one of the things that I love to do is let you know, if you're watching this on podcast, you can join us live. You go to zoom.us and you type in 503-974-1671. And that will get you here so you can join our conversation, and you're welcome to join us. Today, what we're going to do is we have a few guests that are on that we just want to see where they're from and how they got here, and just maybe one something about them that's interesting. And then we're going to be talking about an event that we have coming up, and why, what the value of this event is. So I'm going to hopefully inspire you to really, really want to come and really, really want to bring somebody. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about what we've been doing with our power hours and what's the big deal with the power hours. So, but first off, I want to see who we have that's here. Now, I know Stephanie Hewitt, you haven't maybe come very often, but who invited you and where are you from?
You invited me through Team Wellness. I'm from San Diego and I'm under Greg Rex.
Nice, nice. Yep. Yeah. So this morning I decided to, put out a video for the health coaches or one of the different Facebook sites to see if people would join us for our chapter review. And so welcome, Stephanie. How long have you been coaching?
5 years.
5 years. Awesome. Yep.
And we've met a couple times at events. In fact, I've introduced you to my aunt after she lost her leg.
Okay.
And you touched and inspired her in so many ways. And she is mobile and just doing all sorts of things because of you.
Oh, wow. Now, you say she lost her leg. Has she found it yet? Is she still looking for it?
You know what? She doesn't even miss it now because her life is better than when she had two legs.
That's good. Thanks for bearing with my jokes, my silly.
That's okay. That's okay.
Joke number,
I love it.
Joke number 5,752.
Keeping track of these guys have been around a while, so they. Oh, that's fun. Yeah, welcome. I'm glad. Hope you found some value out of being here. Now, I know Lorraine's been on the Healthy Huddle in the past. Some of you recognize Lorraine, but just, you know, give us a little. Where are you from, Lorraine? How long have you been coaching? Who invited you? Just give us a little update for you.
Southern Louisiana.
Which part of Louisiana?
Southern.
Okay.
Southern Louisiana, right outside of New Orleans. Uh-huh. And it's been, I've been coaching since, I got to look at my, since 2014.
Okay.
I became a health coach. I was a therapist for 36 years in the healthcare sick care system, and that's what motivated me to move from that situation and get into health coaching, because I believed truly that we needed to do something to really focus on health instead of sick care. Mm-hmm. And so I've been coaching for that long, and just the past year, about a year ago, I became a personal trainer. God moved me in that direction, so I'm a NASM personal trainer working on getting certified in nutrition, which parallels, you know, everything in Dr. A's book, which is so awesome, you know. And I don't have a lot of clients that I coach because I've had so many different changes. But what I've realized in these last few months is if I don't stay connected, Martin, that nefarious person blows my house down.
Yeah.
So I've had to really make some time to get back and get connected involve my clients in a TSFL university and make time for them to come over and sit in front of my computer. So
yeah, let's talk about that actually, Lorraine, a little bit. I know you've been part of these in the past and then you weren't part of them. And then something, you had this desire to be here and you, there was some structural tension there. And so tell us how you were able to show up again. What was the motivation and how'd that look?
Well, I'll try to make a long story short. Starting the business in my home, you know, time slots filled up. I was blessed. And when you started, you would always, you never stopped sending me reminders, which be aware, you never stop touching those people who you feel like fall off. And I can't say I fell off. I've always believed in Dr. A's program. And I've always held on to my clients and gotten more clients. But I was realizing, I was realizing coaches need to be coached. And I wasn't setting aside that time in my calendar to do it. And that time slot that you were doing this, Craig, was taken. And I prayed long and hard about it. And one day, just this past week, that time slot opened up and I said, nothing is going to fill that slot right now. I need to be coached. I need to be maintained. I needed maintenance, you know. So I have several clients in the area that have signed up for a personal training, which we all know when there's weight to lose, your first priority is that and not getting them on in a personal training weight lifting kind of situation. You've got to work with that weight. And so I'm a healthy lifestyle coach and a personal trainer, and that comes first, healthy lifestyle. So I got to get back in the game. I got to bring them with me, and here we are.
And so
got that lady right there.
Yeah. So
the show.
Yeah, what's your name?
Yolanda.
And so I was going to say, where are you from? But that's obvious because you're right there. And so how long have you been working with Lorraine, or how did you meet Lorraine?
Since October 3rd.
October 3rd? Okay. And great. Well, hopefully you enjoyed our presentation, and you're welcome to come back and hang out with us. We're a pretty crazy bunch. Some of us have legs, some of us don't. Yeah. No, anyway, there's the 50,000th one.
Yeah, we're going up.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're making this a weekly I've inked her in this spot too. So she is scheduled every week.
Well, Lorraine, by the way, I sent you the list of, because you can sign up to host the chapter, just like Martin did today. By the way, great job, Martin. And then...
really, Martin, it was.
Yeah, and then so if you want to host the chapter, sign up for one, and then maybe you and Yolanda can, I don't know, walk us through some things that stood out to you. It's really not... When you host a chapter, it's really just go through it, and the stuff that sticks out to you, tell us about it and why. Right. It's nothing more than that. So great stuff. Well, welcome back, Lorraine, and nice to see you.
I don't know if I could live up to Martin's three picks.
He did a great job, right? I know. I was like,
oh, great. It really.
It was a little nefarious, not really.
Yes, I love the hybrid of the pigs and the Stooges all put together. Like.
I was noticing that.
And that's only two layers of the 77 layers he had in there.
That's right.
I missed you, Martin.
Yeah. I had to cut it for brevity, you know, and leave time for discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks. So a couple things I want to highlight you guys, I want to share with you guys a couple of things here that are coming up. We have, I'm going to pull up the Facebook page. So hopefully you're invited. If I share this page with you and you find that you're not invited, you are invited. So this is called, I go to my events and then I click down here, show all, and Health Talks February 2017. And so this is the idea is it's like TED Talks. So TED Talks is really, really pretty interesting conversations or topics where people present, and but they keep them fairly short. And so this is like TED Talks, but it's health talks. And so we're going to have four presenters, and the four presenters are going to present for 10 minutes. And then we'll have a story. So it'll be a topic story. And so the stories are going to be inspirational and transformational. And then the topic will be kind of an awakening idea, something to think about. And ideally what we're really trying to do is we're trying to have this be about, having discussions about the world that we all actually live in. So we don't want this to be this hypothetical thing that's kind of out there. We want to talk about the things that we talk about. We want people to go, oh yeah, that's my life. Yeah. Ooh, I can relate. Yeah. I see that problem in the world. Ooh, that's a solution for that. And that's the kind of things that we want to have. And so it's not specifically going to be Take Shape branded. It won't be Optavia branded. It's going to be healthy community branded. Now, here's the interesting piece of that. If you think about the conversations we're having, there's going to be four pillars of these conversations. And I want to I'm going to share another little piece here, a visual that'll help. But if you think about with Take Shape for Life, we have four, if you will, cornerstones that we build the trilogy on. So the trilogy is these three sort of big picture things: healthy body, healthy mind, healthy finances, right? But how do we build the trilogy? Well, we use these four different cornerstones. And so this visual helped me, helped it kind of sink in that we have our health coach, which is really just mentoring, right? And so we build a pillar on that cornerstone that holds up and frames the capstone, which is all three of those. And then we have our habits of health. That's just our curriculum, our unified set of ideals that we agree that we're going to champion in our lives. And that's another thing that holds up those, that supports those three pieces of the trilogy, the capstone. Then we have our community, and then we have our feelings. And so what's going to happen with these talks is we're going to have talks that are themed. One will be about fueling our bodies in a creative way. One will be about the value of community in a creative way. I'm going to be talking about community this time. So we're going to have these health talks every six times a year, every other month. And we'll have four speakers, and each time the speaker will take that cornerstone and then deliver a dynamic presentation on a way to connect that to somebody. And then these things obviously tie into the three main values that all human beings have, is their financial life, their physical life, and their mental, emotional life. Those are the three things that really make up, you know, in a grand scheme, a really quality, healthy life. So this helped me. I kind of came up with this yesterday, and so that's the idea of health talks. So I'm talking about community. Alex, I think you're talking about mentorship and health coach.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then Daniela and Nick are going to be talking about fuelings, which is how to fuel your body and to control blood sugars, because he's a doctor and they partner up in that. And then we have Bill Ritchie is going to talk about, you know, education and how to align over a set of ideals that you can get behind. And so hopefully, I don't know about you, but for me, when I saw that vision in my mind, and I was like, well, we got the trilogy, and then we got these four things, and then we got these habits, and it sort of was out there. And so when I was able to, I was talking with my wife, and she said, well, don't these do that? And I'm like, wait a minute. And I grabbed a pen and I wrote it down. Right. And so that's kind of how it came out. So that to me shows me why our four things support and play a role into building the trilogy. And so if you think about this, this event is sort of going to be have conversations that are above Take Shape for Life. They're kind of out there and more generic. And then as we inspire and awaken somebody, because you're all professional health coaches, when they say, I want that, then you dive into your Take Shape tools and you put the smack down, right? You do the stuff that we do, and we partner with them, and we use those different cornerstone tools to move them in that direction. So I want to toss this back to you. If you're having a light bulb experience, or you have a question, or you want to know more specifically about the event, it's going to be local and broadcast on Zoom. So it really doesn't matter where you are in the world. There's no excuse. You can't let geography be an excuse not to come. You just might not be able to make it. So comments or questions so far?
I just want to edify and say that's a solid graphic. Take something that a lot of new coaches have a hard time articulating and, you know, sharing. And I think when you have pictures like that, they just allow you to talk, because I can remember every single one of those things in a picture format. I mean, I know them because I've been doing this for repetitiously a long time, but to see that, okay, this holds up this, and these are the components or the ingredients of that, and that allows us to support this. No wonder why I don't want to talk about diet. No wonder why I don't want to just get drilled down in one of these, you know. Yeah. I can live in this structure. I can take shelter in this. I can, you know, really have fellowship in this place. It's like pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It for me, the idea was I had all these cool balloons, but none of them were anchored. And I was trying to find a way to anchor what we do. 'Cause what we do is pretty awesome. It's big, right? And it's very creative, and it can be very fragmented and sort of, disjointed at times, or I can feel like it's that way. And so this helped me say, because I had somebody say, well, as a health coach, how can I help somebody? So the health coach pillar, how can I help somebody with healthy mind? Or how do our fuelings help somebody with the healthy mind? Or how does community help me with healthy finances? So each one of those pillars, there's a way that it connects to each one of those pieces of the trilogy. And so we can unpack that over time. And for me, all of a sudden, when my mind becomes clear, not confused, then it's like I finally get the car in gear, and I can drop the clutch and get going. You know, I'm not just chasing for the gear. So,
Craig, what I love about that graphic too is I think, you know, I would love to share that in my client page, because how many people are setting their whole program on the fuelings? There's mm-hmm. no way that a building could be held up by one pillar. Right. And yeah. I think it shows you immediately, oh, maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, there's such power in that to see, you know, even, you know, if you look at it, I know it's not three-dimensional, but you know, if you think of the four corners, you're missing one corner. Your house is still not going to be real stable.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It'll be blown over by a nefarious Oreo cookie, if you will.
Yeah. I wondered if you guys coordinated that.
No. So that's the health talks. And we probably will have similar speakers each time, but our talks will be different. And one of the things, if you've been to health talks in the past, we're doing like maximum of 6 slides. So it's not going to be death by PowerPoint, though it'll be dynamic and it'll be good. And the reason why I'm going into all this discussion with you, if you may have brought people to a Take Shape for Life traditional trilogy presentation, where they talk about the program and they talk about the health coaching, right? And we're going to be talking about the program and health coaching, but just through a little bit different channel. Right. And so you could bring somebody that actually isn't very interested in Take Shape for Life, but is a champion of health, and they can come and get spoken to. And somehow along the way, maybe they find that they missed what they thought Take Shape or OptiVia was. What it actually is were two different things. And so we can awaken them, because I do believe this is the best program, and I can articulate why. And so anyway, so we're doing health talks, and it's our own flavor. This is just our own thing we're doing. And so you guys can make this happen and bring people. And I think that'd be wise. Let's see. Christina had a question, and then Stephanie. Let's see here. Christina, I unmuted you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay. Well, it's not really a question. I just wanted to say, you know, I have a favorite band, and one of their lyrics in their song is to find the spark inside and let it burn. And I believe that as a health coach, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to find that spark in our clients and allow that to burn and give air to it, and that it's possible, and that the things that they want are achievable, and that it's not out of their reach or their grasp, you know? So that was something that I wanted to share also. And then the earlier topic about what motivates you, you know, I had gestational diabetes, and diabetes, type 2 diabetes runs in my family. And I just the other day I had a test, and, you know, I've lost a bunch of weight, and everybody's jaw hit the floor and they saw me at the clinic. The results came back, and I'm diabetes free. And so that's something that really keeps me going, and that it's not something that I wanted wasn't impossible. Because why? Because I have a community, I have all you guys, and I have a health coach that talks to me on a personal level that I don't have to feel ashamed to share things with. And even though he's a guy and I'm a girl, you know, it's kind of different, but at the same time, he's my friend. And I think that's part of, being a health coach also, is just being their friend and sharing your struggles and getting to know their struggles, so that you know how to care for their heart, because it's really all about the heart and where mm-hmm. they're at and how you can help them get to where they want to be, and allowing them that freedom and the grace to get there. So.
Exactly. Wow. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. That's great. Stephanie, you had a question.
I answered my own question. Thank you.
No worries. So here's the, so we do these, I'm just going to finish up with these two things. We have this thing called a power hour, and a power hour really is, imagine this, what you see right now, but we spend about 10 minutes sort of warming things up. It's like an exercise session for coaches. Well, what exercises do coaches need to do to stay healthy as a coach? We need to become professional invitation experts. We need to invite people to community. We're always inviting. We're always connecting. We're always creating community. That's what we do. And so we do these power hours every day, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And the first 10 minutes is a little warm up. And then we do a 15 minute interval, you know, and we do some action. It's we agree on kind of what we're going to do. And then we have a little pause, a little interval of rest, which is 5 or 7 minutes, where we do a little recap. And then we crank into another 15 minute interval. And then we have our cool down essentially at the end. And so the analogy of exercise is, you can know about doing exercises and not do it, and it values and benefits you zero. The only exercise that's valuable is the one that you do. And so as a health coach, the exercise that we need to do is inviting people into community. That's just what it is. So I know for me, when I have somebody that is my workout buddy, I work out more often. And so if you guys can be my coaching exercise buddies, we can do that together. I know some of you have been on these. I know, Alex, you've had some profound, practical reasons why the power hours are benefit to you. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, man, I was just typing in some of the things. So it's been transformational to not me, to the people I'm reaching out to. you know, I think the reason for why you do what you do is what compels you to do hard things. And this has actually gotten to the point where it's becoming very simple. And at first, you know, you think about Power Hour, it's like, oh, set time where I'm going to reach out and engage people. That's structure. I've got to commit and it's going to take effort and energy. And that's how I felt when I first started doing these a long time ago. And I would not commit to these Power Hours, like, because they were just me saying I was going to do them. I'm going to reach out. And how many of you find it so easy to schedule something else in or distract yourself and go pour a cup of tea or, you know, something else can, oh, I'll check emails or I'll check text. And before you know it, you're distracted entirely. So by having the team and the community there, you know what you're there for. Your brain has that reminder in front of you. And I just want to say this one last thing on this. So yes to the Power Hours. It's about engaging, connecting, right? And contributing to other people's lives is what it's about. It's not about you trying to get anybody. It's about you serving. The last thing that I wanted to say about this is I believe the reason why we don't follow through is because we lose eyesight. And what that means to me is we lose the intrinsic sight of where we were going very easily. So many thoughts and so many things pop up that take our eyesight in another direction where we lose eyesight, not just take it in another direction. Our intrinsic reason we were doing something goes away and we get distracted. This Power Hour refocuses you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you're all invited and it might be scary to show up. You're not even a coach officially yet. You're invited, right? Mm-hmm. Today's Power Hour is at noon. So that's 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. We had Angie from corporate on yesterday and she checked it out and thought, woohoo, this is something's cool here. And so here's my vision, guys. So Power Hour 1000. We have 1,000 health coaches that do this for a month, 1 hour a day together. And I don't know how we're going to distribute it, but it'll be probably 10 or 15 people per Power Hour, maybe 20. And we disperse it all across Take Shape for Life. Can you imagine what's going to happen with the transition to OptaVia when we have that much? We are reaching 500 to 600 people a week just with our little 10, 12 people here, 6 people there. But our collective impressions we're making are huge. So I want to invite you to that. And today, Christina had this idea of connecting with somebody and talking about their bucket list. So what if we had the bucket list challenge, where today's Power Hour, that was our connector to people. Hey, I have this challenge. I've been really thinking about my bucket list and what I want to do in my life. And so I'm wondering if you wanted time and share yours with me, right? So that's the kind of thing that we do. And then we all figure out how to make that our own words. And then we try to get at least 10, sometimes 20 connections out in about 35 minutes worth of action. And then you just watch the seeds grow. So that's what's happening today. We are a little bit long today. Any specific questions you have on that? I have a calendar, by the way, that is public, so you can know when we meet. And you can actually bring up the public calendar. And if you're a Gmail calendar user, down in the bottom right corner, there's a little plus. You just click that. Diane and I learned that yesterday. You click that and it adds it to your calendar. It's brilliant. It's like no big deal. So I will post the Power Hour calendar in the chat, you know? And so you can.
While you're doing that, Craig, does anybody have any other questions or comments like Craig was asking?
I know Daniela and Diane, they've come to quite a few of these. We have coaching teams that are not part of our team. David Bush shows up. Miriam Khan shows up. Dr. A's front line are showing up. And they are just like, thank you. This is fun to hang out with all of you and to do the work that we all do. But coaching can be very lonely at times.
Do you mind if I show up?
No, as long as you bring somebody.
Okay.
You this can bring yourself. Very, yeah.
Your style has been very helpful to me. Okay. My my coaching team is not real strong, you know, directly where I'm at. So this has been helpful. Thank you.
When you're welcome to come, and you're welcome to invite other people to come. It's literally what we do. I'm not doing anything magic.
Okay.
So that's it.
Yeah, but you're just being you.
Well, there you go. Yep. All right, guys. Any other questions?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for your time today. And we'll see you at noon for those that can make it. And thanks for being awesome and making this time together really valuable for me.
Craig, I just want to say to you, thank you, man. Your leadership style has just ramped and ramped and ramped over these last 6 years of knowing you and working with you. And your ability to focus us and to give us vision and the next steps is phenomenal, man. Thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for growing. That's what, growing
together. That's what it is.
Thank you guys for helping me do that, by the way. Betsy, thank you. All right, guys, we'll see you soon.
All right. Appreciate you. Bye. Bye.